Well, thanks for tuning in this week. And as we all know, alumni frequently give back to the National FFA organization that's helped them so much, and some more than others. Let's hear now from one such member who found himself giving back in a big way, shrugging off retirement to become FFA CEO. Let's meet Dr. Dwight Armstrong.
One of the first things you always have to remember is where you came from. And I came from a very rural Christian family farm in Western Kentucky, Catawba and Eddyville, Kentucky, for those of you who want to get up close and personal. And there, I think I developed a love for family and the farm. We grew up on a farm, and the work ethic. And then entering into high school, I discovered this FFA type of activity. Going on to my first job, I was an assistant professor at North Carolina State University, teaching research. Got involved with the Block and Bridle or the Animal Science Club, and really saw that enthusiasm of the students. Loved the teaching, but also did research and extension. And did that for 7 years and thought that that's what I was going to be, a professor and maybe move on up to administration. And then I met this guy from Ohio who was an entrepreneur, a self-taught nutritionist, and asked me to come to work for him in Ohio. And so we moved our family to Ohio and went to work in the feed industry. And lo and behold, FFA surfaced again, because this company was a supporter of FFA. And so that rekindled my passion and love for FFA. My younger brother called me one day and he says, "You're retired, but you're not a good enough golfer to play golf every day." So he said, "Why don't you apply for that COO position at National FFA?" So the rest is history. And so in 2009, I became the COO of National FFA and later the CEO of the foundation and the organization. And for 7 years, that was kind of a capstone of my career, to be in FFA, help them raise money, and then to be in that leadership position at FFA and at the foundation and organization was a great experience. And people always say, "Well, what's the secret to success?" Whether it's in the feed industry or in a nonprofit like FFA, I said, "What's the secret of success?" Surround yourself with people that are smarter than you are. They really make you look good. And that's what National FFA, I mean, it had a great staff of people, the foundation organization, that love the passion. They love the mission of FFA, you know, make that positive difference in the lives of these young people. The main thing that I've used throughout my career is developing the ability to work with other people. And to be a leader that cares about the people that are around them, and be willing to pass credit down to all members of your team and recognize that it takes everybody to get you to success, whether it's in life or business or in a contest. I want to challenge the viewers that are out there that have had a past of experience with FFA, but today are not engaged or involved. And I would like to challenge them to contact their local, the chapter closest to them, contact those teachers, those ag teachers and FFA advisors, and just find out how you could be a part of it. I know when I talk to a lot of people who have been in FFA, they light up and they talk about, you know, they want to tell you what was their favorite experience or accomplishment. And then I say, "Well, you know, they'd love to have you judge at the local level. They would love for you to come in and talk to the young people about your career and what you're doing. But I'm not in agriculture. But your career is still important about how you're using the things that you learn through FFA and ag education." So that would be one thing I'd want to do, is to challenge to become involved, to become an alumni member, to participate and to give back. And you can do that at the local, but you can also do it at the state, and certainly you can do it at the national. So I would hope that 50 years from now that FFA and ag education is taking place in every elementary school across the country. I mean, it should almost be a requirement for young people to learn about where their food comes from. So, and I think agriculture education has the platform by which to do that, and then naturally FFA will grow with that.
Well, again, that was former National FFA CEO Dr. Dwight Armstrong joining us. And, of course, his shoes have now been filled by Mark Peschel.